The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, the Irish Independent's Fab 50 is a list of the best places to stay in Ireland this year. So who's made the cut and what are the new short break trends it points to? Well, we're joined by Paula Canila, travel editor with the Irish Independent. Paul, just start by telling us, the Fab 50, what is it?
It's 50 amazing places to stay in Ireland this year. And myself and Nicola Brady and Cathy Donaghy have been spending months travelling around Ireland to personally see them and meet the people who own them.
It's a dirty job, but somebody has to do it.
Well, if you'd seen me in my waterproofs in the middle of West Cork in February, wondering, you know, whether I was coming or going, you might have a different view of that. But yes, look, when it's good, it's great. And the why is this different? The criteria are we're looking for something that's new, something that has made a meaningful change or is innovating in a really cool, surprising way. And then after that, places that are really genuinely invested in their community and sustainability and not just doing that for the sake of saying it, not greenwashing. So it could be a campsite, it could be a cabin, it could be a big house, it could be a five-star hotel. They're all in there.
Okay, let's start with gathering houses and, you know, investment stays. Like this trend for, I suppose, 50th birthdays, you're going away with a group of friends or family or whatever, and it's a big group of people.
Yeah, I'd love to hear what your listeners have to say about that, because my sense is, since COVID, this has gone up a gear. People, not just the staycation bit, but that sense of let's get together, let's just get, you know, the grandkids, the grandparents, the parents, or get the group of friends in the same space for the same couple of days, and let's do it before time runs out. And what this investment stays, I hadn't heard that phrase before, but I was in Clifton and Rachel Coyle and her husband Shane run a house there called Sunnybank and the Lodge, and she used the expression, and what she meant was it's people spending the money on that experience of simply being together. But it's not enough to go away to any old shack, of course. You want somewhere that's kind of you can rely on and you can feel confident with.
Okay, so give us a few examples.
So a couple of examples. So Cara Lake House in County Kerry is on the shore of the lake near Killorglin, and that's a long single story house with big glass doors that open onto the terrace. There's a sauna outside. You can take a bath outside. There's kayaks. It's right on the lake. It's run by a couple who just opened it last year and starts from about 1,000 a night, and that is sleeping up to 12. So that's one example, okay? And then another one, there's a place in Glengariff in County Cork called Drumgariff Rainforest.
I know it. I've stayed in one of the houses here.
And what describe the setting like? It's
there's a beautiful kind of, is it a woodland area? And you go down, and actually there's a waterfall at the bottom of this. And we went kind of exploring through it. Yeah. But you can walk right down to the shore. I mean, my brother-in-law came down. He brought a canoe with him, and another brother-in-law came down, and he brought one of the, you know, the boards you stand and
the stand-up paddleboard.
Yeah, stand-up paddleboard, and it was just fantastic. And it was actually, I think the temperature didn't drop below 20 degrees day or night for the week we were there.
Oh, that sounds ideal.
It was.
Were you doing the activities as well?
I was, I was kind of doing them.
But
the houses are gorgeous. And actually, it's owned by a fella who I went to college with, Brian Meehan.
That's right.
Who owns the park in Kenmare, who's bought the park in Kenmare. He did a lot better out of college than I did. So he's a lot more successful. But a lovely fella.
Yeah, absolutely.
And he and Tara, his wife, bought these development along with the park.
With the park. And they've been of a piece kind of adding to them and changing them to their own vision since they did that. So what you have here, that's beautiful the way you describe it, set in that temperate oakwood forest. There's five houses. Three smaller ones that would sleep, I'd say 4 to 6.
Yeah, we stayed in one of the smaller ones.
One of those ones. And then down where you're describing.
When I say small, they're like.
Probably, oh, no, they're ample. Yeah. But maybe if you want to see, let's say just by contrast, the bigger houses on the shoreline of Bantry Bay will sleep up to 20. So if you're looking for a big party.
I've
like
seen that,
that
one. It's spectacular. It's a huge one. And the setting is amazing.
It's amazing. And they now have a barrel sauna at the back. Literally, you step inside and there's this picture window looking out onto the bay.
That's
but
great.
They have been refurbing. They've got good taste. There's Japanese kind of notes to how it looks. And lots of, if you know the Park Hotel Kenmare, you'll know they're into their art. And
Brian and Tara have impeccable taste. They absolutely do. And
I'd
their artwork.
I'd have them decorate my house.
Yeah, happily.
If you could put in a call.
Absolutely happily. The Sunnybank and Lodge, Clifton, you mentioned
that's
that.
The one in Clifton, yeah. The smaller houses in Drumgareth, by the way, from 1,380 per week. The larger ones from 11,000. So that's a lot of money, but it's 20 people. So if you do your maths, you may figure it's affordable.
Small businesses, big ideas. Tell us about that.
I'm always on the lookout for people who just have a mad brainwave and just say, let's go for it. Because you see, I see so many sort of generic hotels and brands where you could walk in and you might as well be, you could be in any city in the world, you know. So picture walking into a 1960s motel in West Cork overlooking Onahincha Beach. I had no idea it was there. It was lying derelict for 40 years until two sisters, Aislinn and Nicole O'Shea, went in to have a look, bought it, brought this vision of putting a little slice of Palm Springs by the coast.
Wow.
In, they have six rooms. There's more on the way. And the idea, it's when they, you say motel, you kind of have direct access to your room. They're pet friendly. It's adult only. And they have a cafe, a bar, deli there. It's kind of in, it's in year two. They've got big ideas for it. I just love that idea went for it. Yeah,
and it's a beautiful part of the world as well.
It's a beautiful part of the world. And flip that to go right up to the north of the country. In County Donegal, there's a new stay called the Old School Bus. This is Mavenia Parkinson and Finbar McCallion together converted an old school bus from Northern Ireland. Now, not a big bus. Now you may know your cars and your vehicles better than me. It's called an Iveco Nutrak. So it'll fit a double bed and a single. Put it that way.
Yeah. Okay.
Not when you were going to school. There would have been seats when you were going to school. So what they have done is transform that into it. Almost feels like a tiny home. A little stove. There's a bathroom / wet room. There's the two ring hob. There's the cozy bed. And they put it on the beach at Cooldaff or Shrove on the Inishowen Peninsula there. And you book in and you stay.
Wow. It sounds great. It sounds idyllic.
But magical, right?
Oh, I love it. I absolutely love it. What about cabins as a place to go?
So cabins, I don't know about you, but the bar for cabins for me has been rising, because when they came out first 10 or 15 years ago, any old pod would do. People were just delighted to sit in it. Like, you could nearly turn a barrel on its side and crawl in and go, wow, look at this.
This is amazing.
But then along came Centre Parks and Cabo by the Lakes, and the standard has risen. And people who really to impress people with cabins now, you need to have gone the extra mile. So we've included loads of them, but let me just give you a sense. There's a new place called the Cabin Under the Hills in County Waterford on the Capoquin Estate, if you know it there. It's
nice part of the world as well.
A beautiful part of the world. A new steward who is the eighth generation to run it has come in with fresh ideas. And one of them is to build these off-grid cabins. They look like something you would see almost in the American wilderness. There's kind of the corrugated iron involved. The green colour is like the roofs you'd see on cow sheds around the country. The plywood kind of interiors, but you look kind of rustic luxuries, like you'd have linen curtains and a lime mortar on the walls. And it's run by solar power, and it has its own sauna in the woods, in a tower with a stone bath outside.
Oh, man.
So this one is kind of rustic luxury. So you're going to have to bring, your boots are going to get dirty. It's a compost toilet, which won't be to everyone's taste, but it's pet friendly as well. And it goes from 130 to 199 per night.
Love the sound of it. What about glamping?
Well, where do you stand on glamping?
I like it, I think, for a few days.
If it's comfortable, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like, I've seen the ones down at John Brennan, Drumquina Manor.
Yeah.
In the most spectacular setting in Kenmare Bay.
Yeah.
And it's just, I'd go back there in the morning.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. That's as luxurious as it gets with the canvas tent setups.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they run it seasonally. They don't do it in the winter. But you're right. That is, I think people with glamping, they really want it to either, it's a tent that's affordable with a real bed, or you want to go the way you're talking. You want luxury, you want a hamper, you want a little G&T, you want it to be warm. So there's another new place in Killarney called Killarney Glamping. Now, they have a site already there. Linda and Mike O'Sullivan are the couple that run it. They have a new site inside the Circle in Killarney Racecourse. So if you've ever been to Killarney, you'll know that's a short walk from the National Park and also just from the town. It's a weird situation, like you're inside. You can imagine the horses galloping around on race day. But they have built and designed these themselves. They're really warm, really cozy. There's a bunk nook for the kids. And when I talk about sustainability minded, the wood panelling on the walls is the reclaimed floor of a basketball court. I thought that was cool.
That is really cool. That's brilliant. Very quickly, town centre treats, if you're fancy something a bit more urban.
Yeah, for sure. There's a new...
And urbane.
Urbane. Well, they try the Hatmaker in Dungarvan, County Waterford. That's a new townhouse hotel that is built into an old shop. It was a florist's and a hardware store before. You walk in through the old shop front. There's a kind of a cafe deli, a bar cafe downstairs, and then these gorgeous premium rooms upstairs, and they've gone really big on the bathrooms. I find as I go around the hotels, lots of them are taking the baths out because people want proper showers, not the ones you have to.
I don't need a bath. I want a shower that I don't have to step
but
into.
So you see these baths and the settings and the lighting and the feature tiles, and they've really gone all in on it. I think it's a smart idea.
Well, some people like the idea of that.
They do. Definitely. They do. So there's that. That's and they have really good local inflections. Like I was in there for breakfast. I went down early and walked in the door at the same time as a guy from Dune Bakery across the road with a big tray of pastries and fresh croissants on his shoulder, and I could smell the warm air full of this as they walked by. I just had to
smell it now. Give us a quick five star before you go.
So there's luxury as well in this list. There's going to be three, if they all get their ratings, three new 5 stars in Ireland this year. There'll be the Grace in County Mayo on Westport Estate, the Hawthorne by Galway Bay, and the Bedford in Belfast. And the Grace is open, the Bedford is open, and the Hawthorne is on its way in just a couple of weeks.
Okay. It's an absolutely brilliant list. If people want to check out more, where can they find it, Paul?
Independent.ie/travel. Thanks, Mel.
It's an absolutely brilliant list. I want to stay in all of the locations.
Off you go. Actually, even 50
one
weeks.
Even one that would be nice. Paul O'Connell, travel editor with the Irish Independent. Thank you indeed for talking to The Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.